Okay, Debbie, I'm tuning in for Maddie right now. And thanks for sending the pictures from the doggy condo. I had one of those actually for my cat for a while. She didn't like it at all. Cats, you know, they're like, no, I don't think so. Anyway, so yeah, she's definitely agitated. Because when I look at one of the other pictures, then I look at that picture, it's a whole different frequency. So anyway, I'm grateful to have it. So the first item I'm getting is an actual body chemistry metabolic issue, like an allergy or like an allergic or immune system response. But it's to a frequency or emotional tone, I guess I would say, from human beings, right? So there was no one person, but it's like she's picking up perhaps your concern. That's oftentimes the way it is, and I'm getting a yes. That she's picking up your concern on her behalf, right? So that is affecting her because it's this complex system by which we're concerned about somebody else, and then our concern, worry, and even sometimes fear for them turns around, and then they get afraid because we're afraid and worried because we're worried, and lived in the house that Jack built. Just goes on like that. So we're tapping it out. We tapped it out. We'll continue to tap that out for as an actual metabolic issue, thus diarrhea, blah, 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 right? Because it's going right to her. It's hard for her to digest all of this, right? It's just all too much. And, you know, she had that when she was at the place, you know, the, boarding place as well. Was that the dog wizard too? That was a different place, maybe, or maybe not. If it's the same place, I'd be a little careful to take her there right away. Let's see how she, well, let's ask, I'll ask her up further in the formulas. But, so what I'm getting is that metabolic issue, we're going to tone down that emotional response, right? We're going to calm that HPA in the central nervous system related to digestion. We're going to just let everything go. Okay, let everything, no, not necessarily go, but you know what I mean. But just relax. And I would say that the stance for all humans would be, she's fine. She's not broken. She's not broken. She's good. She's strong, obviously, really strong. She's stable. Imbue her with the confidence of your confidence in her, if that makes any sense, which I think it does. Let her know that you are confident that she's handling everything. She's amazing. She's calm. She's got this. You know, she's got this. And that you know that. Because don't forget, I think it came up in her other formula that she was worried about you guys, right? So that's that transference I'm talking about. So if you shift your frequency regarding her and her whole, you know, behavioral model, and just say, I know you got this. I know it's, you know, you're recalibrating. We got you, but we know you're good. And we're good. And we're good about you. We're trying to give you some tools here, not overdo, not hover, but we love you. We love you, and we have faith in you. We know you're not broken at all. Because she's not. She's not. If she was going to break, you know very well, better than I, she would have broken a long time ago. So she's not broken. She's just recalibrating. So let me get the next item. Okay, so now we recalibrated, reset, and recoordinated the matrix of all her energetic meridians. That's everything. Everything was scrambled, right? So she was all scrambled up, scrambled eggs. So we unscrambled, untangled, reset, recalibrated, and let it go. Let it all settle in and start humming again. So immune system, metabolism, all the energetic meridians. So that's everything. Just like people, they have everything. And central and governing, which I think are really important too, because people forget those central meridians, right? The Ren and the Do. They're extremely important, right? And so we are working a little bit with, you know, what we on us will be Do 20, probably the same on them. I'm not an acupuncture physician. I was just trained, you know, in body talk. We're trained by a Chinese medicine person, so the system has a lot of Chinese medicine. And I've taken a lot of courses. So anyway, that top of the head point, right, that's very important. So we just, and I'm massaging that energetically in the treatment. So anyway, that's going to hold. I think that's going to be really good. And let me go back and get the next item. Okay, now I did get, this last item was a body chemistry, again, toxin, and it was an actual something she somehow ingested, right? In the yard, who knows, you know, she's a dog. So she got something in her mouth and ingested it. So something also was working that way to upset her tummy. And we neutralized for the toxin using our body chemistry protocol. And I think she's passed it through. I think she'll be fine now. But there was something. There was an actual, you know, biochemical something, right? Now, we get toxin for a lot of things. It can be very minor. It's not like she ate rat poison or, you know, something terrible like that. No. So don't go there. It can be anything. It can be, you know, a leaf that didn't work out, we really don't know what it is. And it doesn't matter. If I were supposed to know what it was, I would have gotten it. But it's not. So she's okay. I think her tummy was just bugged, literally. Had a little something, chemical, some frequency that wasn't. Because I said, did you eat a little lizard? What'd you do? I didn't get a specific. So, but I think she's passed it through, so I think it's okay. Between that and everything nervous, you know, or energetic, emotional, affecting digestion, I think we calm everything down, you know, and we got bingo there. So let me get the next item. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. So from kind of the rib cage back, right, to the behind, that part of the energy field seemed sort of disconnected from the front. So that was incoherent, and the back part of the energy field seemed just really disturbed and incoherent itself. So we harmonized that itself, the whole back end, and then connected to the top part. So the heart brain, the belly brain, the head brain, and the whole energy field. Now, more congruent, coherent, together, and whole. Something was just disconnected, the top from the bottom. Now, this happens to people a lot, you know, that the belt flow goes off, and then, you know, the top is just disconnected from the bottom. And various, you know, fun stuff can happen because of that, you know. But I don't know in her case. I wasn't getting a why to this. I was just getting a let's repair and, you know, get this going in the right direction. So balance it out, get it more congruent, hook it up, let's go. So that's what we did. I'll be right back. Okay, so this next item was pretty big. So this was an active memory to when she was abused by whoever had her, and details really of the abuse even were not clear. so much as the pain and the fear. And so, and it's good that it's coming back up now, right? So it's coming back up to be released, to be calmed. We're letting her know that it's okay now, that she's safe now. And that, you know, she could even sometimes remember some of those owies, but not be afraid anymore. Because I have a feeling, what I'm getting anyways, is that in her body, sometimes there's a hurt, there's pain, a sensation. And when that sensation happens, it triggers the memory of the abuse. And that is what we need to, you know, remove that connection, right? Help her to release that connection so that if she has a sensation, she doesn't right away get afraid and feel that there's another one coming, right? Another hit, another whatever they did to her, right? Also, I think when you said they did something in her mouth or in her tongue, in her mouth, and, you know, that, you know, when you think about eating and not wanting to eat and that kind of thing, that can be dispositive there. So something might hurt still, and, you know, it might be reminding her continuously. So there may be other things. She may move a certain way. Maybe cat jumps on her, or, you know, she walks the wrong way. You know, it happens to all of us, and there's a pain, and she goes, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, right? So we're moving that down the ladder of stress, of, you know, on the SUD scale. So I get that today we, you know, we were able to calm it about 40%, 30-40%, which is really good. She's really allowing a lot of work here. So that's really good. And again, back to the whole idea, she's safe, she's not broken. She's not vulnerable and at risk. She's not, oh, poor, dear, breakable thing. Oh, my God, no more. She's fine. And we're, you know, it's processing. She's doing great. And she is doing great. So we took, but that is a thought that, you know, is coming up now. It's only her second session. That, you know, there are aches and pains and sensations in her body that we may not know exactly what they are, where they are. But when they come up, they trigger these memories. So we're going to slowly but surely and gently and carefully at her pace, you know, those circuits will dissolve so that she could have the sensation, but not the memory. I hope that makes sense. I'll be right back. Now we're going to, having done that piece, that active memory piece, we had to go back and reconstruct and calibrate and all the energy systems again. I think we already did it once. I can't remember. But we did it. We did it. In light of that very important active memory discharge where, you know, we took the charge out of so much of it. So that's really cool. We're moving along here. I'll be right back. Okay. So this is a longish item. About the matrix, the family matrix in your family, humans and animals, right? So what she wanted, I guess if I could say, would be to reestablish or revise the connections that she has with each one of you on her own terms, right? So that she's comfortable, more comfortable with those connections, right? So, and so also that she feels that her family matrix is supporting her all the time, no matter where she is on the outside world, too. So that's very important to her, right? So, you know, it was kind of like just an energetic exercise with you, with Doug, with Gavin, with everybody, right? Everybody she comes into contact with, human and then animals. Sky seemed okay. Sonia, yes, we had Houston, we had a problem. So she pretty clearly said to me, Sonia is spoiled. She's spoiled. I'm like, well, yeah, yeah. I guess you could say, right? So apparently there's like an attitudinal issue there, right? And so we put in filter. We put in filters for every relationship so that anything that annoys or distresses her doesn't have to, right? I mean, the way Sonia is the way Sonia is, you know? It doesn't need to impress itself upon her in a negative way. And I think she's getting that. So let's see, because we made those recalibrations and tapped them in. She seemed okay with it. So let's see how that goes over the coming days. And I did a little bit for Sonia, too, on her end, because, of course, you do it on one end, you do it on the other end as well. So I'm feeling like she knows about that now. She knows nobody's trying to diss her, you know. So Sonia's not, like, going near, whatever. I mean, it's not funny because she's so sensitive right now. So that's part of it. So let me go back in there. I'll be right back. Okay, so that was the end of the formula. And then we just basically asked some questions. So the Anders Holte music is still good. It's good to do it a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. So like not continuously and then back out into Manhattan. She does think that that's better. That's what I got before too. So, but it's still good. And she's okay having the video. I thought maybe the video plus the audio might be too much, but apparently it doesn't bother her. And I asked about the other dogs outside and that, you know, could she become okay with that? And she said, yes. I said, is that because she doesn't feel safe out there? She said, yes. So I got that this is all around feeling safe. It's all around feeling safe and okay within herself, right? And strong and not threatened, right? So I asked if the dog wizard person was okay. She said yes. I asked if, you know, she wanted to go right away. I didn't get a firm yes. I said, you know, so maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. So she'll go, right? But the whole issue is really her feeling safe enough that she doesn't feel the need to act out. And it's the same thing with Sonia, right? That it's not so much jealousy as it is she feels threatened, right? I mean, maybe jealousy is feeling threatened. I don't know. But anyway, so I think we're starting to calm that nervous system down and those automatic responses that she's not. And then she feels bad, of course. You know, she feels bad if she does a behavior that you don't like. You know, you have to yell at her or go after her. You know, she feels, oh, God, you know, now what do I do? Because those things are automatic, right? So, in a way, you know, the dog wizard might be good, and she likes the dog wizard, apparently. So that's cool. But it's a slowly, gently retraining the nervous system situation. So I think coming at it from several angles like this is really, really a good idea. Anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I got it here for today. Let me know how she's doing and let me see what Sky has to say here in a few minutes. Okay? Mwah. Big kiss. Talk soon.